弟兄姊妹，今日好高兴我哋聚首一堂，一齐庆祝基督普世君王节，并且加入普世教会一齐庆祝为期一年嘅信德年嘅闭幕。信德年系喺去年十月十一号，由当时在任嘅教宗本笃十六世主持开幕礼，直至今日完结。信德年系为咗庆祝梵蒂冈第二届大公会议五十周年，以及天主教教理颁布二十周年。这个恩宠的时刻，就是让每一位天主教徒反省自己的信仰旅程。记得本年初，我向刚刚选的教宗方济各提及，香港教区今年复活节将有3000多成年人领洗，教宗表示十分欣赏，但是我哋唔能够因此感到自满，反要检视我哋喺福传同埋牧民工作上有何应改善之处。比如，纵使每年新教友不断增加，有啲圣堂嘅主日感恩圣祭仍够冇人满之患，当中是否有教友流失呢？原因何在？多位当代嘅教宗都提及要向教友音新传，原因正是教会里头好多信友在排题之时接受过教理广受，及至成年仍够保持住自乱的宗教知识，亦有不少的教友虽然已领洗多年，但从未深入明白教理，实在需要重新认识教理，经历一次真正的个人皈依。基于上述理由，我现在郑重宣布，教区来年，即是2014年，将聚焦于加深我哋对信仰嘅理解，作为信德年重振教会团体信仰生活这个大目标的延续。我们要进一步学习天主教教理，以及重温梵蒂冈第二届大公会议的精神。我们越理解教义，信德就会越坚强。同样，我哋要更有深度地吸取焚义精神，因为佢能帮助我哋辨别时代嘅精兆，活出基督信仰嘅福音价值观，以圣化自己，转化社会，建设天国。我哋喺未来一年，尤其要集中研读作为民意之柱和基督信仰基础的四大宪章，即是教会宪章、天主的启示教义宪章、礼仪宪章和论教会在现代世界目的宪章。所以教区于下一礼仪年度将特别展开五项长线计划。第一，就是教友的持续教理培育。基督徒的整个人生 就是一个信仰旅程，为在信仰上成长，教友必须恒心祈祷，勤读圣言，参与圣祭，勤领圣体和修和圣事。此外，他们亦要努力参与堂区或者教区举办的教理、圣经和灵修课程、讲座、退圣等等，彼能帮助自己加深信仰，对教会有更强的归属感，有效地传扬福音，见证信仰。当然，帮助自己信仰成长的最有效方法之一，就是加入合适自己的信仰小团体，并且投入堂区生活。第二，就是神父作为信仰教育者的职责。堂区是慕道者和教友最先接受福传和信仰培育的地方。神父首先的责任，除了牧养信众，为他们举行圣事之外，还包括广道和教授要领。第三，就是传道员的培育和职责。新教友的质素和传道员的质素息息相关，每个地方教会的传道员对福传和建设信仰团体扮演着重要的角色，唯独透过不断的学习和自我更新，传道员才能够与时并进，成为称职的教理传授者。第四，教区各有关组织对信仰培育的责任。教区教理中心、教区教理委员会以及其他有关信仰培育的组织，都应时时尽力为传道员和教友提供信仰培育课程和讲座。第五，就是天主教学校的宗教教育和福传使命。所有天主教学校的办学团体在本港刚引进的法团校董会的校本管理新政策的环境下，应该遵循教会训导，领导全体教职员秉承各校的办学理念和传统优良习惯，为青少年提供全人教育。主内的亲爱弟兄姊妹，借今日基督普世君王节总结信德年这个机会，我想提醒大家，以不同形式印证爱德是信德的圆满。目前一些堂区进行派饭、基层饭局等关爱弱小的服务，就是实践信德的好表扬。最后，我再一次向大家郑重宣布，教区未来一年的牧民重点就是深化教理，重温训义。我敦请教区内全体天主子民，不论是教友、圣职人员或会士，全力予以支持，让我们将一切交托于天主之母玛利亚手中，求她在新禮二年的将临期带领我们准备心灵，迎接她的爱子耶稣的来临。祝大家主从日落。 Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, on this occasion of the solemnity of Christ the King, we are happily gathered together in union with the Universal Church to celebrate the closing of the Year of Faith. On October 11, 2012, Pope Benedict XVI, who was then still in office, proclaimed the opening of the Year of Faith to last until today. The Year of Faith is meant to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council and the 20th anniversary of the promulgation of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It has been a moment of grace for us as Catholics to reflect on our faith, on our search for God. Early this year, I told our newly elected Pope Francis that the Diocese of Hong Kong would witness more than 3,000 adult baptisms at Easter this year. The Holy Father expressed great appreciation. This, of course, should not give us grounds for complacency. Instead, we have to examine in what areas of our pastoral and evangelizing works there is still room for improvement. For instance, while we have new members joining our church each year, our Sunday Eucharistic celebrations are not fully packed. Would it be possible that certain Catholics have left the church community? What are the reasons behind this? Several contemporary popes have spoken of the need to launch a new evangelization among our faithful because many of them have received catechetical instruction only during their childhood. When they have grown up, they are still having a very rudimentary knowledge of faith. It is indeed necessary for them to refresh and deepen their catechetical knowledge in order to have a personal experience of true conversion. For these reasons, I officially declare that in the coming year, our diocese will focus on deepening the understanding of our faith and revitalizing the spirit of Vatican II. Our earnest hope is to enlighten our communities with stronger faith. As a continuation of our celebration of the Year of Faith, through a series of preparations in the Year of Faith, we have seen the need for a further study of the Catechism of the Catholic Church and a fuller appreciation of the teachings of Vatican II. We have to understand the Catechism more deeply because it offers us the essentials of the Catholic faith. The more we understand Catholic doctrines, the stronger our faith will be. We also desire to learn more about the spirit of Vatican II because it can help us to discern the signs of the times in putting into practice the Catholic faith and gospel values, thereby sanctifying ourselves, transforming society, and building up the kingdom of God. In the coming year, we will focus our attention on studying the four constitutions of Vatican II, namely, Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, Dogmatic Constitution on Divine Revelation, Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, and Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World, which are considered as the pillars of Vatican II and the foundations of our faith. The following are the long-term plans of the diocese to be launched in the coming liturgical year. First, ongoing catechetical training for lay people. The whole life of a Christian is a journey of faith. The faithful must grow in the life of faith through constant prayers, Bible study, participation in the liturgy, and reception of the sacraments of the Eucharist and reconciliation. Besides, the faithful can deepen their faith and develop a greater sense of belonging to the Church through various devotions. The catechetical training organized by the parish or the diocese, courses on the Bible and spirituality, as well as seminars and retreats. One of the most effective ways to nurture one's faith is the active participation in the life of the parish, especially by joining various basic ecclesial communities. Second, responsibilities of priests in the formation of lay people. The parish is always a place for the work of evangelization and the formation of catechumens and lay people. Apart from shepherding the faithful and administering the sacraments to them, the foremost responsibilities of priests include preaching and catechetical instruction. Third, formation and responsibilities of catechists. The quality of the newly baptized depends to a very large extent on the quality of catechists. Down through the centuries, the catechists in the local churches have played a vital role in evangelization and in the building up of faith communities. However, we must remember that only through ongoing formation and self-renewal can catechists keep abreast of the times and teach Catholic doctrines effectively. Fourth, responsibilities of the diocesan organizations in the formation of the laity. The Diocesan Catechetical Center, the Diocesan Catechetical Commission, and other church organizations engaged in faith formation should seek as far as possible to organize relevant courses, seminars, and workshops for catechists and the faithful. Fifth, religious education and evangelization in Catholic schools. With the setting up of the Incorporated Management Committee under the school-based management policy newly implemented by the government, the school managers and the teaching staff of each Catholic school should remain faithful to its vision and mission and to its time-honored tradition. They should promote the core values inherent in the Catholic faith and provide solid religious and moral education curricula, aiming at a holistic education for young people. Dear brothers and sisters, while we are celebrating the solemnity of Christ the King, I wish to remind all of you to show by word and deed that charity is the perfection of faith. Thus, the distribution of meals to the poor and the sharing of foodstuff with the needy in several parishes in recent months are good examples of faith in action. Lastly, I would like to announce once again that the absolute priority of our diocese in the coming year will be deepening the understanding of our faith and revitalizing the spirit of Vatican II. May I call on you, the laity, the clergy, and religious in our diocese, to give us your full support. Let us invoke Mary, Mother of God, to guide us that we may be well prepared in this coming season of Advent for the celebration of Christmas. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.